So we are going to go ahead and open up the public hearing on LD 563, which is when you are ready, Senator.
Thank you all. Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, members of the Committee on Marine Resources, thank you today for your time and attention. I want to apologize in advance. I am a former member of this committee, though I admire Senator Moore being here, because when I was on this committee, I chaired the Health and Human Services and I had no time to ever be here. So even though it was so close, so I apologize because I did not bring the customary tribute to the committee as a former member. So please forgive me for that. But I am Senator Eric Brakey of Androscoggin County, representing the people of Auburn, New Gloucester, Poland, and Durham. Today, I'm here to present LD 563, an act to assert state sovereignty over ocean waters up to 12 nautical miles off the state's coast. For the last half decade, unelected Washington agencies based hundreds of miles away from our southern border have bullied the lobstermen of Maine. Without a single documented case of right whale entanglement in Maine lobster lines, bureaucrats have used the right whales as their excuse and justification for tightening the noose around the necks of our lobster industry. In response, protests have been had, letters have been sent, and accommodations have been made when accommodation was still reasonable. Maine people have been pioneering sustainable fishing practices since generations before Washington, D.C. was transformed from a swamp into the city it is today. Those sustainable practices are today among the most respected in the world. It is not credible to believe these federal bureaucrats care more about sustainable fishing practices than the people who have been fishing these waters for generations and seek to hand those traditions down for generations more. I will always remember going out on the boat with my friend and lobsterman, Billy Bob Falkingham. That was the summer of 2018. I was just leaving the Maine Senate after two terms, and he was just running for the Maine House for the first time. Today, in our respective third terms, representing the people of our respective communities, we are together sponsoring this legislation to defend Maine's lobster industry. Representative Falkingham showed me the lengths to which our lobstermen go to maintain sustainable practices, throwing back lobsters that are too big or too small in order to ensure lobster populations continue at sustainable levels. Even then, however, the specter of federal regulation was on the horizon. In the years since, the demands have come down and goalposts from Washington have been repeatedly moved. Despite no right whale entanglements, Maine lobstermen have invested in expensive breakaway lobster lines to mitigate any potential for right whale entanglements. Even this has not been enough. Anecdotally, I will relay suspicions, which I have heard from many Maine lobstermen, that this effort against our Maine industry is not and has never been about right whales. I have heard concerns that right whales are being used as an excuse and pretext for efforts that seek to permanently alter this marine industry, which has always been operated by a multitude of independent fishermen. Some lobstermen have told me that they are convinced they are being pushed aside to make way for offshore wind power, which raises its own concerns for the health and safety of right whales and other forms of marine life. Others have expressed their concerns that there is an effort to raise the cost of business so high that small, free, and independent fishermen can no longer afford to operate, and the industry becomes dominated by a few large corporate operations that are more easily managed and regulated by government bureaucrats. I cannot confirm these suspicions, but I promised many lobstermen that I would raise them to this committee because defense of the right whales is not a narrative that adds up, considering the facts that no right whale entanglement has taken place and every investment in mitigation efforts is never enough. LD 563 would throw the yoke of these federal regulators off our Maine lobstermen by extending Maine's claim to the sovereignty of our oceans from 3 miles to 12 miles, subjecting our lobstermen to the rules of Maine regulators accountable to Maine people rather than Washington, D.C. regulators who seem accountable to no one. Some may say this legislation is a dramatic solution, but I've yet to hear any other solutions. To them, I would ask, what do you propose? Should we hold more protests that go unheeded? Should we send more letters that go ignored? Or should we proactively use Maine's authority as one of the sovereign states of this union, the bodies that created and delegated limited powers to the federal government to defend our lobstermen? As the committee considers this legislation, it is worth noting that coastal sovereignty of 3 miles is not uniform across this country. The states of Texas and Florida have recognized sovereignty up to 9 miles. Further, Representative Falkingham tells me he remembers a time when no federal licenses were required up to 12 miles. In my research, it was difficult to uncover when, how, and why this changed. but knowing 12 miles was once the line in the ocean behind which our lobstermen were generally free from overzealous federal regulation. This is the line this legislation proposes establishing once again. Some may ask, can the state of Maine do this? I believe this is the wrong question. Maine is a sovereign state. We may do that all that a sovereign state may do. And this body is not a student council engaging in the motions of policy deliberation without any real authority to affect the power structure. We are the elected legislature of a sovereign state, invested with all the constitutional powers conferred onto us by the people, and we are obligated to act in the defense of these attacks on the industry, which not only provide jobs, prosperity, and delicious crustaceans to the people of Maine, but also stands as a recognized symbol for Maine across the world. A more valuable question than asking why can we is asking why can't we? Politics is the art of the possible. If we asserted sovereignty over Maine's oceans, what would the federal government do about it? What threats will they make? What money stolen from the people of Maine will they threaten to withhold as ransom to ensure our continued compliance with their unreasonable attacks on our lobstermen? And are any of these potential threats worse than the actual destruction of the Maine lobster industry taking place right now, absent assertive action from the state of Maine? In the 127th Maine legislature, we passed a law that was signed into effect by the governor of Maine, forbidding the transfer of sovereignty of Maine lands to the federal government absent an act of the Maine legislature to approve the transfer. Despite this, Washington, D.C. ignored our laws and claimed sovereignty over vast swaths of Maine's North Woods through the declaration of a national monument. As they ignore our laws and trample our lobstermen, these bureaucrats and politicians in Washington do not respect Maine's sovereignty. But our forefathers fought for generations to defend and preserve that sovereignty for themselves and their posterity, for us. They fought to defend it from Great Britain in the Revolution of 1776 and the occupation of 1814, and from Massachusetts in the 1820 petition for independent statehood. I do not believe they fought for that sovereignty from foreign powers and state neighbors only to see it siphoned away by new rulers in Washington. This legislation proposes a reassertion of Maine's sovereignty and a defense of Maine's lobstermen. I appreciate your time and consideration on this important matter. I will gladly answer any questions to the best of my ability.